Welcome to this edition of Channel Chat, the podcast series from SearchNetworkingChannel.com. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Editor, and our guest this week is Rick Norberg, President of Atrion SMB. Thanks so much for joining us, Rick.
Thank you, Elaine.
Can you start by giving us a little background on Atrion Networking SMB?
Sure. Atrion Networking SMB was formed to provide business and technology value to clients in the under 200 seat range, specifically focused on that market segment. And our goal is to provide outsourced CIO services to our clients to enable their businesses to fuse with technology, to help them grow, and to take technology off their mind. And that's done via a variety of different methods. So we offer managed services, we leverage cloud computing and hosting, and we use other technologies to drive down their costs and enable them to do more with what the budget they have is. Vendors that we work with range from Dell to Microsoft to Cisco. Whatever we need to do into the small to medium business market in order to enable them to use technology effectively, we'll work with vendors that we specifically partnered with, or if the company has, you know, boutique vendors that they work with, we'll help work with those vendors to enable their business to do more.
What inspired Atrion to create this SMB venture with Road One Technology Services?
Tim and I both are members of the Tech Collective in Rhode Island, and we started talking one day and figured out how we could work together as a team in order to bring greater value to the SMB market. Road One was already in the SMB business using managed services and hosting to enable our customers to do more, and Atrion is more focused today on the mid-market and enterprise segment, but really cares about their customers and really cares about making sure that they're successful. So we decided to create a business unit that would take the customers from both companies and leverage the skills and talents of both organizations in order to make them all successful.
A common complaint for service providers who target SMBs is that vendors often only create enterprise solutions. So that leaves the service provider to act as somewhat of a translator for their customers, tailoring enterprise solutions for SMBs. How do you maneuver around this? Are there any best practices for doing this?
Well, today in the SMB market, I would say that since Atrion SMB focuses specifically on the SMB market, a lot of the services and products that we offer are tailored specifically to that market. So we look for different solutions that fit that market space and help them do more. So we're not going after that 2,000 seat client and then trying to shoehorn an enterprise solution into a 30 seat organization. And a lot of times the vendors that we're working with have developed solutions specifically for those size clients, and we try to leverage those solutions whenever possible. And as far as if we have to take a solution that really wasn't tailor-made to the SMB market, by using methodologies that we've created over the years and specifically focusing on this segment, we can usually pick it apart and design it properly for a small to medium-sized organization.
As part of Cisco's SMB Select, how have you seen it match up to other vendors' partner programs? Are you seeing other vendors offer SMB-specific programs in addition to the products?
I think Cisco's made a heavy investment in entering the SMB market. So as a company, they've invested a great deal. They've also put together a product set and tailor-made offering for the SMB market. I think the big thing that they've done differently is not only have they created the product line for it, but they've also created a support mechanism specifically for the SMB market. So I have a account manager for Rhode Island, for Connecticut. There are various technical resources we can draw upon just to go after that specific market segment. I think it's different than maybe Dell's program or other vendors' programs in the fact that it's specifically marketed to the SMB market, where a lot of the larger vendors, they do a lot of their business in the SMB space, but it's more out of necessity than actually tailor-making solutions into that market space. So I think Cisco's kind of ahead of the curve and an innovator when it comes to their approach to going after the SMB space.
And that's about all we have time for today. Thanks so much for joining us, Rick.
Thank you very much, Elaine.
Be sure to check out SearchNetworkingChannel.com for all of your networking channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom, and thanks for joining us.